First down, Grimes covers. On the whistle, Grimes goes right into a rotator, but then Duckworth pulled the hand off the cross chest. Now Grimes goes to a rear crotch and inside wrist. Trying to dig that inside wrist out in a bar arm series. Duckworth freed the hand and started to take a step out. It went out of bounds, so they're back in. Duckworth sets himself down.
Minute 28 seconds to go here.
Duckworth tried to go to a quick stand-up. Grimes stepped across and chopped on the arm and went to a tight waist. Now Duckworth spirals up, goes to a hand control. Grimes steps in, goes to a double, and dumps Duckworth back out of bounds.
I'll bring it back to the center. Minute and 7 seconds to go here.
Michael Duckworth sets himself. Bryce Grimes on top. Again, Duckworth tried to hit an outside leg stand-up. Grimes chopped and tight-waisted. Now Duckworth's trying to go into a tripod coming up. Comes up on his feet, tries to go to an elevator, toe hook elevator.
And you should have referee left hand.
Duckworth was in the down position, and he hit into a set-out.
I can see why you're laughing. That's the funniest thing I've seen.
Covered over, and all of a sudden he looked up the official and just went, hey,
look
here, this guy's got his hands locked. So the end result is Duckworth has 1 point on a technical violation for locked hands.
Three more matches after the one that's on the mat right now. After the conclusion of the 285-pound award, individual award,
we wait for the blood time to get cleaned up here.
Okay, Michael Duckworth is going to still be in the down position with 42 seconds left in this second period. Bryce Grimes sets himself on top. And Duckworth hit into a real quick stand-up. They cautioned Bryce Grimes for starting too quick. Duckworth sets. Grimes on top. This time Grimes went to the far side. Duckworth again comes all the way up on his feet. Grimes goes to a hip lift. Got some good elevation on the hip lift. Duckworth still down. Grimes driving forward on that inside wrist tie. Rear crotch turns Duckworth. With that rear crotch, Duckworth comes out, faces in, and boy, Grimes went right back down on that double leg.
See. I'm going to check his knee out a little bit here.
Did he take injury time? Or
yes,
he
took injury time. It took injury time. They're showing 5 minutes over there.
Five?
Yes.
That's okay.
Yep.
So it's blood time, right?
Yeah, blood time.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Stop the blood time.
So we have about 8 seconds left on the clock here. Duckworth coming out to set himself on the mat. Grimes of Lawrence North. And Duckworth hit an explode out and got a 1 point escape. Yep. Got a 1 point escape right at the end of the match, or right at the end of the period. So now Duckworth has a 2-0 lead. Duckworth looks like he's kind of hobbling on one of his...
Yeah, looks like he's favoring that one ankle or knee, maybe. Maybe the knee that's got the knee guard on it. It's really not a knee brace.
Grimes sets himself. Duckworth on top. Grimes went to an outside leg stand-up. Duckworth collapsed him with a tight waist and a near arm. Duckworth trying to work into a leg ride. I don't know.
I don't really know what he's doing. It looks like a fish on the water down there now.
Duckworth controlling inside on the wrist. Now Grimes builds up to base. Okay. Duckworth goes right back to a tight waist. Collapses him down. Duckworth trying to, I don't know if he's trying to get into a chicken wing. Can't see the far side.
I'm trying to see where the other arm is. That's what I'm trying to see there.
Comes up on top.
An arm bar in. And he loses the arm bar. I really don't see what Grimes is doing there on the bottom.
No. Duckworth on top. Duckworth right up on top of him, and Grimes not building up a base much, but going to call a stalemate and take him back to the center. Grimes, Bryce Grimes sets himself down position. He trails here 2-0. Well, I tell you, I think, yep. Grimes started early. That's his second caution. Duckworth switching sides on his... Nope, he's going back to where he was. Well, Grimes hit an inside leg stand-up and came up and goes to a shoulder roll. Duckworth stayed right with him. Duckworth rolled with him, came up on top.
30 seconds to go here. Lawrence Northridge is the one that out of bounds because the wrestlers actually had their knees out of bounds, but they had a lot more body in than they did out. 20 seconds to go here. Stalemate with a caution on Duckworth.
Duckworth, they're going to warning for stalling, right?
Yes, sir.
19 seconds left. Ryan sets himself. Duckworth covers. Boy, Duckworth's got a real good tight waist when he clamps in on that. Now Grimes tries to go over the inside shoulder roll. Duckworth cuts the far wrist. Trying to tip. Duckworth steps over the top. Grimes tries to go over the top of the roll.
And Duckworth's going to win him a state champion, 2-0. So we'll give you your place winners at 160 pounds here. And in eighth place is Delta Jones from Avon. He is the other wrestler today that got carried off in a stretcher with a neck brace. And in seventh place is Tyler Willis from Indianapolis Cathedral. In sixth place was Kurt Monix from Lowell. In fifth place from Fisher was Brad Farrell. In fourth place is Raj Powell from Northwood. In third place was Mark Myers from Crown Point. In second place, your runner-up is Matt Todd from Pendleton Heights. And your 2009 160-pound individual state champion from Martinsville is Briar Runyon. That name still says
I tell you what, Briar.
Briar just throws you off. Yep. Once you get the first thing messed up, it's hard to recover when time you get it back. So we get ready for the 189-pounders, and our first one, which everybody here probably wrote in their bracket to win this thing, and that would be from Crown Point, Marcus Stewsbury. He is a senior at 41-0 with a career record of 146-20. But I'm telling you, his opponent, also a senior from Northridge High School, home of the Raiders, Drew Graber. He can sneak up and get Shrewsbury.
I don't think Graber has lost a takedown all year.
He is just, he's been something. I mean, everybody's overlooking because Shrewsbury had the name being a runner-up last year. Yeah, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't surprise me if Graber didn't sneak up and get this one. And Graber's career record is 117-29 with 61 falls.
Marcus Shrewsbury comes out, steps across, immediately forces a tie-up. Drew Graber of Northridge gets into a collar tie. Marcus Shrewsbury forcing in, snaps down and gets into a front headlock and tried to go to an inside grip. Now he's in a front headlock and an underhook. Drew Graber pulls out of it. Now Shrewsbury slides around, gets into a single leg, and Drew Graber goes right over the top into a crotch lift on Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury trying to build up and step across and get a double. Graber stayed right on it. Go back to the center. Shrewsbury again comes across. Graber goes to a wrist tie. Shrewsbury kind of snapping on the head. Graber tried to shoot in on Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury goes to a front headlock. Trying to lock up on that front headlock. Graber pulling that hand out off the chin. Shrewsbury steps across. Tries to get into a situation where he can torque that front headlock. Graber squares up into him.
43 seconds to go here.
Shrewsbury tried to slide off and hit a kind of a single on the outside with the front headlock. And Drew Graber of Northridge just locked it out.
Shrewsbury keeping a lot of forward pressure here. 23 seconds to go here.
And then go out of bounds on the far side.
18 seconds. Bring him back to the center of the mat. They're playing tricks on our mind now, Coach. They could have changed them anklets around and give Shrewsbury the red one and Evan Graber the green one, and it made more sense.
Graber took a slight shot on the side, and Shrewsbury just blocked it out. It's going to bring the period to an end. 0-0. Drew Graber of Northridge had his choice. He deferred, and Shrewsbury chose the down position.
Nathan and Wayne next door talking, calling the match also on the other broadcast. They were talking about the same thing. Nathan's calling the wrong control because he went by the color of the uniform, not by the braces.
Shrewsbury hit a really quick set out. Stepped around the side. Graber tried to drop in on a leg. He still got a hold of the leg. Shrewsbury pops the leg loose, steps around the back, and gets a two-point takedown. Shrewsbury into a inside wrist tie, cross wrist tie. Drew Graber fights that hand free and now goes to wrist control. Tries to take it to the outside. Shrewsbury blocks it off. Now Drew Graber comes up, and Shrewsbury steps back and pulls him back. And so Drew Graber went right back to a good solid base. Shrewsbury into a inside wrist tie, keeping a lot of weight forward on Drew Graber's head. Graber builds up his base. Graber started to come up, and Shrewsbury hit him with a cross face. So Graber went right back down. And now they're going to call him Shoeberry for riding the hip, so he's been warned for stalling. Drew Draper sits himself in a down position. He trails 2-0 in this match. Draper comes up, parts the hand. It's a one-point escape.
So that's 2-1 match. 38 seconds to go here in the second period.
Again, Shrewsbury is really squared up here with Drew Graber. Shrewsbury into an underhook and pulling down on the head. Seconds left, second period. Graber shoots in on a single, and Shrewsbury snapped on his head, spun around on him, and got a two-point takedown.
So that's a 4-1 lead with 4 seconds to go here in the second period. Shrewsbury is so quick. I mean, for a 189-pound guy to be that quick off his feet.
Third period starting. Drew Graber of Northridge has his choice. He trails 4-1. He has chosen the down position. Shrewsbury uses a tight waist and kind of a chop on the near arm. Graber maintaining his base, trying to fight out. Shrewsbury's got an inside wrist tie. Shrewsbury has scooped a leg, and he's got the one leg extended on the outside, going over the top. Trying to go into a cross face. Reaching for a far arm. Got that inside leg trapped. Graber tries to go into a kind of a spiral on his knees. But Shrewsbury came right out, and that's what I was afraid of. They're going to nail Shrewsbury for riding the hip. So that gives Graber 1 point. Making the score 4-2. Graber sets himself, Shrewsbury on top. Graber comes up on his feet. Shrewsbury cuts him loose. The score is now 4-3. Marcus Shrewsbury leads. Graber tries to take a shot. And Marcus Shrewsbury slides out, goes into a front headlock. Reaches across and blocks on the far knee down underneath, but Graber fought out of that. Now Shrewsbury's into a really good front headlock, and boy, he's trying to torque it. Tries to spiral around on Graber, but can't get it. 30 seconds left, third period.
Graber gets a takedown, he can win this thing.
Graber forcing in on Shrewsbury, takes a shot on Shrewsbury. They go out of bounds.
24 seconds to go there. Shrewsbury needs to be careful here.
Graber trying to dig inside. Takes a shot on Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury sprawls back. Goes into a front headlock. Tries to spiral down. Graber trying to force into a little fly duck under, and Shrewsbury got the takedown, and he's going to end up winning 6-3. So Marcus Shrewsbury of Crown Point will win 6-3 over Drew Graber.
Well, we can give you your plate players at 171 pounds. Eighth place is Troy Schultz from Adams Central. And seventh place is Joseph Smith from Mishawaka. And sixth place is Tanner Wedding from Evansville Memorial. And fifth place was Brandon Atwood from Delphi. And fourth place was Harry Hudson from South Bend Riley. And third place was Shelby Mavis from Center Grove. In second place, your runner-up was Bryce Grimes from Lawrence North. And your 2009 171-pound individual state champion from Union County is Michael Duckworth. And we get ready for the 215-pound class, and this is probably the only time of the night you and I are probably going to be on different sides of the cheering box.
Uh-huh.
We have, from Mishawaka, the caveman, we have Christian Lentz, a junior at 44-3. His career record is only 45-3, but he has 22 falls. And at 215 pounds also, from the Belmont Braves, is Billy Baker. He's a senior at 41-0. His career record is 126-17 with 49 falls.
These two guys have met previously in the Mishawaka Invitational. Billy Baker pretty much handled it. You know, you look at it and you say, well, you know, I mean, could have, and all that, but it didn't. And then they also met down in the Belmont Duel, and Baker also beat Lentz there. So Baker has beaten Lentz twice. He gets into a two-on-one and starts crowding into Kristen Lentz. Baker just forces his way in on Lentz, gets into a two-on-one again on Lentz. Lentz trying to work his way in. Baker comes in undefeated.
Coach, who was Lentz's other loss to it? Say it,
Kegley of New Prairie.
Hmm.
I think Kegley was ranked third and Lentz was ranked fourth. They met in the semi-state, and Lentz beat Kegley in the semi-state 8-7 because Kegley showed up on the mat with his shoes untied. They penalized him 1 point for not appearing ready to wrestle.
Wow.
Baker comes out and snaps down on Lentz and took Lentz's head all the way down to the mat, but Lentz was still able to work his way out of it. Lentz tried to slide out. Lentz trying to pull down on Baker's head. Baker comes across. Lentz locks up with Lentz, pushes into Lentz, and gets into a real tight tie with Kristen Lentz, forcing into Lentz. Now Lentz tries to go to an elbow shuck throw by, and they end up going out of bounds. Baker into a, Lentz is into a wrist. Well, I guess Baker's into one wrist tie and Lentz is into the other wrist tie. Baker tried to hit into a kind of a slide single. Now Lentz shoots in on a single, gets in on Baker, and they're going to go out of bounds. Lentz got in on a single leg on Baker, and Baker was able to hip his way out. Now Baker comes back across and shoots in. Lentz counters out by going to a front headlock, trying to sag Baker down. Baker goes to a hand control and gets out of the front headlock.
7 seconds to go here in the first period. And we're going to go into the second period scoreless. And Baker's going to have choice.
Baker has his choice. He chooses a down position. 0-0 tie. Billy Baker starts into a outside leg stand-up. Lentz goes into a spiral or a rotator. Got a lot of pressure forward on Baker, but Baker's still maintaining his balance in that tripod. Now Lentz goes back and scoops his leg. Lentz steps in and hits into Baker and throws him back down to the mat.
That's a tremendous amount of movement for 215
pounds.
Oh, he just about underhooked him over onto his back.
Billy Baker reached back and caught Lentz's shin and just tossed his leg over his back. And so then you ended up in a face position, and Baker almost threw Lentz right over to his back. So they're both on their feet now. Again, Lent shoots in on the slide single.
I don't know how you guys did it at Mishawaka High School or how they still do it, but to get in Belmont's Wall of Fame with the heritage they have, some of the heritage you have, you got to win a state title. So I think Billy's wanting to get this done so he get his picture back up on the wall.
Lent's into a single leg slide, and he's hitting into that single leg slide, and boy, Baker sprawls back on it. And as soon as he sprawls back on it, Lentz is not following through, and Baker is into a cross face and a far arm, and in a position I really think he could throw Lentz right to his back.
Yes, he could.
Lentz goes into a wrist tie. Baker is into a wrist tie.
56 seconds to go here in the second period. Baker up 1-0.
Lentz trying to pull Baker's head down. Lentz into an underhook. Now they go into a traditional collar tie. And Lentz comes across and tries to hit.
He fled the mat. Baker's going to get another point. Didn't take Coach Farouk very long to get up off the chair on that.
Lentz took a shot on Baker, and Baker shucked him by, and Lentz just went right on out of bounds, and so the end result was they got called for fleeing the mat.
24 seconds to go here as they get started again.
Baker comes across, tries to hit into. He's an elbow shuck throw by, got around behind Lentz. Steps out of bounds, official blew the whistle. 10 seconds, Lentz is into a wrist tie on Baker. Baker's on the wrist ties. It's going to bring the second period to an end. Lentz trails 2-0, taking the down position. Baker clamps down on Lentz, chops on that near side arm.
Baker up 2-0.
Trying to build up a base. Baker's driving into Lentz. Lentz comes up on his feet. Squares into Baker and cuts Baker. Baker, I think, just kind of got near the out-of-bounds line and said, okay, it's we're out-of-bounds. And Lentz cut through on him.
That's another brief,
out-of-bounds, so the score is now 2-1.
Yeah, I think Baker may have lost a little bit of mat awareness where he was. I think he thought they were out-of-bounds.
Baker's pawing down on Lentz's head. Lentz trying to reach across, trying to slide. Now he shoots into a double. Baker goes into a front headlock. Spins around on Lentz.
And they're going to have to out of bounds. Minute and 10 seconds to go here in this third period. 215 pounders. 2-1 lead by Billy Baker over Christian Lentz.
Baker again goes to that elbow shot, throw by, and then tries to hit on a single leg.
1 minute to go. 1 point match here, 2-1 in favor of Baker from Belmont.
They're going to wrist tie. Baker driving into Lentz. Lentz tries to slide off. Baker jams back into him again.
35 seconds to go.
Lentz takes a bad shot, and
Baker gets you another takedown.
Baker goes into a tight waist.
Yeah, Baker will be just content now. They're just holding down. 15 seconds to go here.
Baker up over the top. 6 seconds.
And Billy Baker is going to end up this year undefeated.
Baker of Belmont ends up winning 4-1 for the 215-pound championship.
Mm. Fred. I thought Coach Fred was going to the mat. We've got awards now at 189. We give you place winners. In 8th place from Rensselaer Central is Randy Kaufman. In 7th place is Michael Johnson Jones from Warren Central. In 6th place is Andrew Leach from Avon. In 5th place is Nick Hodges from Southmont. In 4th place is Andrew Dalton from East Central. In 3rd place was Aaron Stevenson from Indian Creek. And 2nd place is Drew Graber from Northridge. And your 2009 189-pound individual state champion from Crown Point is Marcus Shrewsbury. Coach, you know what that means, don't you? It means one more class and we're done.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst part of the wrestling year when we're down to one class. Of course, you've got team state next year, or next week. So, well, our combatants at our heavyweight, it's from Mount Vernon, is Alexander White. And he is a senior at 53-1, a career record of 163-32 with 103 falls. And another big heavy favorite today at, from Winchester is Adam Chaffin from Winchester. He's a senior at 38-0, 145-19, and at 99 career falls. And I remember Chaffin wrestled Chico Adams last year from, was he, Maryville, right?
Meridian.
Thornton Meridian, yeah.
Yeah, and Chico Adams beat him.
Yeah, 3-2. And Chico was somebody that could dominate somebody, so.
I think Chico was a two-time state champ.
Yeah. But the difference, what we talked about earlier today when I was on the air with Randy, was the difference in the physique of these two men. But their wrestling styles complement each other.
Southpaw comes down
and picks him up and just drops him to the mat.
Elbow shot throw by and steps around behind.
Oh, man.
Alexander White and body lifts him and throws him down to the mat.
Got the arm hooked in behind.
Digs that bar arm out, puts it into a hammerlock, takes it across Alexander White's back. Got it buried on that backside. Delphont's driving into Alexander White.
Tries and they end up out of bounds.
They go out of bounds.
Minute 19 seconds to go here. Delphont up 2-0. Man, a big boy.
Delphont changes sides. Goes to a tight waist breakdown.
Try to push that elbow underneath.
Trying to get his hand in between the legs and lift on that far leg. It's a lace or a navy ride. Alexander White's down, pulling that hand out. Chalfont moving around, dropping Alexander White's hips over. Now he comes up, goes into a wing on Alexander White. Goes up on top, tries to go to a bar half.
You're fine.
Alexander White came up on his feet. Chalfont got into a single leg and dropped him out of bounds. So Alexander White's still back down. Mount Vernon has a history of heavyweights that you would call. I think they've had a couple of two-time state champions and about 2-3 years ago, they had a state champion. So Mount Vernon turns out some really good heavyweight wrestlers. Chalfont using a tight waist and kind of a hip rotate, dropping Alexander White down. Alexander White still building his way back up. That's going to bring the first period to an end.
Just a little side note information for you. The little young lady that's been doing a fine job of bringing us all this paperwork, her father is the coach at Mount Vernon.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Alexander White of Mount Vernon sets himself on the mat. Chopin on top. Alexander White hits an inside leg stand-up, comes right up on his face. Chopin locks onto him and brings him right back down. Goes into an inside wrist tie. Pops that wrist up. Goes across the back. Into a hammerlock. Changes it over into a wing.
Got the wing a little bit too far. I think if Chopin ever gets White on his back, he's going to be in trouble. White has to really try to focus to keep himself off his back.
White sets himself. Chopin on top.
They're going to caution Chopin.
Chopin goes to a tight waist bar ankle. Uses the tight waist to break Alexander White down with. Alexander White hit a set out. Chopin had to go around the top and around the front. Spiral back around. Chopin right up over the top. Trying to get into a inside wrist tie on the far side. Chopin goes to an inside wrist tie. Tries to lift up Alexander White's hips and stack him. There he goes again on it. And Alexander White just wrist roll or forearm crawls out.
They're going to warn White for stalling.
215 now and 285 now. The warrants will follow this match. Individual White steps out. Chopin still on top. Chopin again breaks the hips down. He's trying to go inside. Alexander White steps out. Got a 1-point escape. So as soon as Chopin steps off too far, Alexander White set out. Limp armed over the top, came in. Now he goes into a double leg shot on Chopin.
He must have thought Chopin must have thought the whistle blew.
Chopin was stepping around, turning his, he just turned his back and started walking away. Alexander White went over and locked him up from behind. Still couldn't take him down.
That's the difference in the muscle and the strength factor here. Chopin, even though he was tied up from behind, he just basically just kind of whisked him off like a rag doll and just kept right on going. So it's like it never bothered him.
Chopin chooses the down position. He leads 2-1 over Alexander White of Mount Vernon. Stands up, takes the hands off, tries to step in and hip Alexander White, but he can't do it. The score is 3-1.
3-1, a minute and 45 seconds to go here.
Tries to paw down on Alexander White's head. Stepping across. Alexander White tried to go to a head chuck throw by.
A minute and 25 seconds to go here.
Again, Alexander White tries to go over that little head chuck throw by. Chopin's trying to drive his way in. Alexander White doesn't look like he's really winded here.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's really good condition.
Yep. Chopin trying to dig in, get in an underhook and an overhook. Again, Alexander White's trying to go with that little elbow shot throw by. Now Chopin goes to an elbow shot throw by and dumps Alexander White down on the mat. It's a 2-point takedown.
Now 5-1 match, 39.
5-1 now. Alexander White sets himself.
We get a second caution by Chopin.
Alexander White tried to cross his hands and move to the outside. Chopin crosses over to the other side, goes to a tight waist breakdown, trying to pull Alexander White's hips over. Comes up on his feet. Chopin picks one leg, steps through to an inside trip, And again, Kalpov just got up and let him go.
And Tony was out of bounds again.
And Alexander White. Alexander White goes for the throw. Chalifont countered it. Chalifont countered it and gets a takedown. So Chalifont's going to win 7-2 over Alexander White of North Vermillion.
Well, we'll give you some place runners here. This thing's pretty well done. We'll give you some place runners here real quick before we get off the air here. And 215 pounds in eighth place was from Kokomo was Dylan Green. In seventh place is Antonio Holbert from New Palestine. In sixth place was Adam Holen from Brownsburg. In fifth place was Harris Allen from Fort Wayne Northside. In fourth place was Gabriel Berry from Warren Central. In third place was Nathan Cleveland from Lowell. And your runner-up was Christian Lentz from Mishawaka. And your 2009 215-pound individual state champion from Belmont is Billy Baker. And we'll run down and give you the heavyweight finishers while we're here. In eighth place was Nate Ritchie from Brownsburg. In seventh place was Wes Everett from Delphi. In sixth place was Craig Fitzgerald from Glenn. In fifth place was James Travis from Maryville. In fourth place was Gowan Quill from Columbus North. In third place was John Clark from Jeffersonville. And your runner-up in second place was Alexander White from Mount Vernon. And your 2009 285-pound individual state champion from Winchester was Adam Chalfont. Well, Coach, it's been a great, great privilege to be here and to be able to share a little bit of time with you here on Indiana or on broadcastsports.net covering these matches, and hope I was able to help you a little bit.
Sure, appreciate the compliments. I think it's probably one of the greatest privileges I know, and probably you're going to mimic the same thing. To be around a group of young men who are dedicated and hardworking as wrestlers. I mean, you know, every sport undoubtedly says something about their sport and how hard it is and all that sort of stuff. And I know there's a lot of things that I wouldn't want to do as far as athletics is concerned. But I am just so impressed with the young men involved themselves in wrestling. They are hardworking. They're not afraid to sacrifice, and you know, this is probably the ultimate, I guess, in the fact that you run into these young men here that have excelled to such a great degree. So
it's
such a tremendous pleasure just to come down and watch these young men do battle, I guess, on the mat, and. They are such fine young men that it's a pleasure every year to come down and watch them.
Well, Coach, I'm going to cut you off here. I've got to tear down our old radio set over here, and my ride just about already walked off and left me. They forgot I needed a ride, so I'm going to let you go, Coach, and maybe we'll catch you down here next year.
Oh, well, I'll be here. Someplace in here, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Thanks again for putting up with me.
Oh, you're just a pleasure. So we'll see.
Just. Kind of drift around here and watch what's going on.
All right, we'll see you, Coach.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fairfield High School in Goshen, Indiana, June 22nd, 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Hirsis and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Fran McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you.
Wow, we have a lot to do to this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. Here's what I want to do. I want to put in a new... And over here, take this out and install one of those...
Yeah, which means they'll have to... You know, we may even need a...
Yeah. Plus, we're going to have to get someone in here to...
Sure.
And put in a... Oh, then in the backyard, we should add a...
Well, it's wherever you want, as long as I get my...
Yeah, keep dreaming.
At KeyBank, we know big dreams sometimes have big price tags. So when you're planning, look to Key for help. And with our wide range of home equity loans to choose from, we'll always have a smart way to make those dreams come true. To find out more, stop by any Key Center. Call 1-888-KEY-1234 or visit key.com. Subject to credit approval required and lender.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. What'd you say?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise as a flick wizard, a complaining caveman, or cute cartoon. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michiana for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and feel our responsibility is to our clients. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you need to protect, we can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9443. Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser, here today
and tomorrow.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is PRLR Live Read, Tribe 2 with Samsung, Radio 30, Midwest. Code number YVWG-9196-0000. Mixed at Headroom, February 17th, 2009.
Introducing friends and family from Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any 10 numbers, anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phones. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-2-BUY-VZW. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Tabletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 21 City West Lynn Avenue in Goshen and look at Home Office Computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Tabletronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues of the new energy efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Hurry into Verizon Wireless by Valentine's Day and get free activation on every line you switch with new 2-year agreement per line. That's right. This is your opportunity to get America's most reliable wireless network with free activation. Plus, save big on the latest phones. Switch at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-2-BUY-VZW. Early termination and other fees apply. Free activation after bill credit. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.